थैंक यू महाराज।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे, जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय, जय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतहिस् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। हरे कृष्णा। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। Very happy to be amongst all of you, even though devotees are from many places, but I think primarily most of you are from Qatar. Am I right?
Maharaj, Qatar and also Muscat.
Muscat also.
Devotees are there. And India, and some devotees are joining from London.
Okay. So mostly from the Middle East and some from some other places as well. So I'm happy that I'm able to be with you this morning. I hope that all of you are keeping well and safe and are taking advantage of this opportunity to go further ahead in your Krishna consciousness. I am very happy also to learn that all of you are studying Chaitanya Charitamrita so methodically, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. You are going deeply into the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is very, very encouraging. Not too many groups of devotees study Chaitanya Charitamrita deeply like this. So I do hope and pray that your study of this great text will continue with enthusiasm. So in the course of your study, you have reached chapter 7 of the Adi Leela. And just to recap a bit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are divided into three categories: the Adi Leela, the Madhya Leela, and the Antya Leela. The Adi Leela, the beginning pastimes, they constitute the pastimes from the appearance of Mahaprabhu till his taking of the sannyas order of life. After he took sannyas, then he traveled to various places, and for the period of 6 years, his travels in various parts of South India and Western India to holy places, as well as his stay in Jagannath Puri and nearby areas, that constitutes the Madhya Leela. And then from the age of 30 till the time of his disappearance at the age of 48, these pastimes constitute the Antya Leela, the ending pastimes of the Lord. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita has these three sections: the Adi Leela, the Madhya Leela, and the Antya Leela. So the Adi Leela is the beginning, and in the course of your study, you have started the Adi Leela, you have completed 6 chapters, you have started the 7th chapter, and you are something like midway through it. Not exactly midway, little less than midway, but you are well into it. And the verses that you have asked me to speak on today in this chapter are text 34 through 39. It may be helpful also to just give a brief background of this, especially since there may be some devotees who have joined only for this program, or just for refreshing the memory of those who have been regularly attending as well. This chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. So, as you know, the term for this is Panchatattva. And we have our famous Panchatattva deities in Mayapur. Tattva means truth or principle. Pancha means 5. So the absolute truth manifests in 5 principles or 5 aspects. And that is Panchatattva. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original ultimate absolute truth. And He manifests in these 5 forms for performing certain very special pastimes to fulfill very special purposes. So, in the very first chapter of the Adi Leela, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, has spoken the Mangalacharana, the introductory invocation prayers. And gradually, in the last 6 chapters, he has been discussing each verse of those Mangalacharan prayers one by one. And now, in the course of discussion, where he elaborates on that one verse and fluffs it out and delves in great detail in this, he has come to that particular verse where he has described or mentioned the 5 tattvas. Pancha tattvatmakam Krishnam, bhakta rupa swarupakam, bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam, namami bhakta shaktikam. So, Krishna the Supreme Absolute Truth, Namami. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami says, Namami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Krishna who is Panchatattvatmakam, who has appeared in the form of five aspects of the Absolute Truth. Krishna is the original Absolute Truth, so his five manifestations are as follows. So the first one is Bhakta Rupa. He has appeared in the form of his devotee, which is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second is Bhakta Swarupa, which is the expansion of the devotee, which means Nityananda Prabhu. Then there is Bhakta Avatar, the incarnation of a devotee, who is Advaita Acharya. Then there is the Shuddha Bhakta, Bhakta Akhyant. Akhya means is said, is called. And this refers to the Shuddha Bhakta, or the unalloyed or pure devotee of the Lord. And the example for this is Srivas Thakur. And finally, Bhakta Shakti, the potency of the devotee, the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appears in the form of a devotee. And that is represented by Gadadhar Pandit. So these are the five aspects of the Absolute Truth. The first three, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya, are called the Shaktiman Tattva. There is Shaktiman, means the origin of all the Shaktis. And this refers to the Vishnu Tattva forms of the Lord, the Absolute Truth. These are in the same category of Godhead as Krishna. Even though everything comes from Krishna, ultimately, He is the source of everything and everyone, and therefore in that sense, nothing is outside of Krishna, and in that sense, everything is part of the Absolute Truth. Nevertheless, there are categories within the Absolute Truth. So the first category is called Shaktiman Tattva, which is also called Vishnu Tattva. So the first three parts of the Absolute Truth, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they are the Shaktiman Tattva. And the next two, that is the Shuddha Bhakta and the Bhakta Shakti, represented by Srivas Thakur and by Gadadhar Pandit respectively, they constitute the Shakti Tattva, because they are the energies of the Lord. In this way, the five truths can be understood. Now, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purports, elaborating on what is said in some of these verses prior to the verse we will begin from today, that both the Shuddha Bhaktas and the Bhakta Shaktis are pure unalloyed devotees. However, there is a difference between the Shuddha Bhaktas on one hand and the Bhakta Shaktis on the other hand. While both are pure devotees, unalloyed devotees of the Lord, the first category are those who are essentially devotees of the Lord in the either any one of the following rasas, that is the Vatsalya Bhav of parental affection, the Sakhya Bhav of fraternal affection, Dasya Bhav of servitude. You see, Sakhya Bhav, of Sakhya I covered, and the neutral Bhav, which is Shanta Bhava. So generally, the Shuddha Bhaktas that are referred to here as the fourth principle of the Panchatattva, they are found to be in one of the other categories, one of these four categories. And in the Gaur Leela, generally, they are followers of Nityananda Prabhu or Advaita Acharya. Whereas the final category, which is Bhakta Shakti, they are also pure unalloyed devotees, but they are devotees in the conjugal mood, in the Madhurya Rasa, in the Shringara Rasa. So they are also called internal devotees or confidential devotees, because the Madhurya Leela, the pastimes of the Lord in the Madhurya Rasa are considered to be the most confidential pastimes of the Lord. So this is how we can understand, and this is how we can understand the distinction between the Shuddha Bhaktas and the Bhakta Shaktis. So all of them are eternal associates of the Lord, especially the Bhakti Shaktis, and it is with them that the Lord appears to taste the mellows of this special rasa, the Unnata Ujjvala Rasa of Madhurya Rasa, and he also spreads it everywhere to one and all. So the special feature of the Pancha Tattva is that they relish this prema, Krishna prema, the prema dhana of love of Godhead in the mood of Vrindavan. And they relished it to such a degree that they were traveling everywhere, dancing, singing, crying, experiencing all the symptoms of the highest love of Godhead. And they were also distributing it to one and all without any consideration of qualification or unqualification. So Kaviraj Goswami describes this. Patra patra vichara nahi, nahi sthana sthan, je jaha paye taha kore premadhan. Patra apatra vichara nahi. Patra means the qualification, apatra means the disqualification. Vichara means the consideration or the thinking. So in the giving out or distribution of love of Godhead, the Pancha Tattva did not consider whether somebody was qualified or not qualified. Nahi sthana sthana, sthana and asthana. They did not consider whether any particular place was the right place in which this love of Godhead should be given or not. You see, generally, there is a consideration of time, place and circumstance in giving certain things, especially in giving charity. If we look at the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna speaks of charity in the three modes of nature, we will see that one of the important differences between charity in the mode of goodness and the mode of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, are that charity in the mode of goodness is given with due consideration of the qualification of the person, of the time and place at which the charity is given, etc. In the mode of ignorance, in the other extreme, there is absolutely no consideration. You give it to a most unqualified person at any place, perhaps without thinking about whether the place is right or wrong, without considering qualification. So there is a consideration of time, place, circumstance when it comes to ordinary charity. Or even if it is charity that you're giving to Krishna, then you have to be careful that you're giving to a devotee of Krishna for Krishna conscious purposes. Then it becomes transcendental. And the Pancha Tattva in the distribution of love of Godhead, because they were completely transcendentally situated, did not consider time, place and circumstances. Wherever je jaha paye taha kore premadan, whoever they met, wherever they met, whenever they met, they gave them premadan. They gave them the dan or the charity of Krishna prema. So Krishna prema is obviously the highest charity that we can ever give to anybody. And in this way, enjoying Krishna prema themselves and spreading it liberally to everybody, the Pancha Tattva passed the time as the days and months went by. Lutiya khaiya diya bhandara ujade, ascharya bhandar prema shataguna bade. Kaviraj Goswami says, by lutiya meaning by plundering, Khaya means eating. Diya bhandar ujade. Ujade means they emptied it. They plundered that storehouse, bhandar, of Krishna Prem. They plundered it, they ate it, and they distributed it. And Ascharya Bhandar, and this particular Ascharya means amazing. So this storehouse is amazing because the more they plundered it and distributed from it, Shataguna Bade, it increased hundreds and hundreds of times. So in this way, the Panchatattva continued their activities. However, Srila Kaviraj Goswami explains that there were certain categories of people who escaped the mercy net of the Panchatattva. They were Mayavadis. That is, Mayavadis are one who consider that ultimately everything is, we are all God, and the ultimate absolute truth is impersonal, and we are also the absolute truth, and when we are liberated, we will merge into that absolute truth. So, Mayavadis. Then there were the Karmanishthas. Karmanishthas are those who are fruitive workers, who work in this world for the enjoyment of the fruits of their labor. And they even look at devotional activities as ordinary, mundane, fruitive activities. And then there were the Kutarkika Gana. Kutarkika Gana refers to people who are false and dry logicians, who simply are very argumentative, and such arguments lead nowhere. Tarka means argument, kutarka means very bad argument, and kutarkika means one who indulges always in bad arguments and false logic. So kutarkika gana, and the chief amongst them was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then apart from that, there were the Nindakas. Nindaka means those who are blasphemers. The prominent among them was Prakash Ananda Saraswati and his followers at Varanasi. And then there were the Pashandis, or the non-devotees, who did not believe and did not appreciate the importance of devotional service and did everything else. So they are exemplified by Jagai and Madhai, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purports that we will come to shortly. And then there is the Poduya Adhama. Poduya Adhama, that means the fallen students led by Mukunda and the others. So all of these, having come in touch with the Panchatattva, and specifically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became transformed and they became great lovers of Godhead. So in this way, the Panchatattva went everywhere and transformed the hearts of people. However, despite many of these Kutarkikas and Pashandis, etc., being transformed into devotees, there were certain Mayavadis who were not touched by this, who somehow or the other evaded. Of course, as the Kutarkika Gana or the Nindakas, I gave the example of Prakash Ananda, but he is in Varanasi, and that example of Mahaprabhu delivering him will come a little later in these verses. So, among the Mayavadis, they were the only ones who evaded this mercy net of Mahaprabhu and the other elements of the Panchatattva. So then Mahaprabhu considered the matter deeply and he took sannyas. So Mahaprabhu's taking of sannyas was specifically for the sake of delivering these people who were otherwise evading the Krishna consciousness movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in those days, to some degree today, but especially in those days, people had respect for the sannyas ashram. So even if somebody was a logician or a karmakandi or a, you know, or something like that, if they saw a sannyasi, they would offer some respect. So because some of these people had started criticizing Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu felt it is not right that they should criticize me because they will commit offenses, and it is better I take sannyas so that they will respect me, they will listen to me, and in this way their life will become perfect. So now we begin with the verses, with this background. Again, we'll just cover briefly, but this background was important to place these verses in the proper perspective. So in text 34 of chapter 7, Chobbisha vatsara chila grihastha ashrame panchavinshati varshe kailayati dharme. 24 vatsara chila grihastha ashrame. So Mahaprabhu was 24 years in the grihastha ashram. Panchavinshati varshe, that means pancham is 5, vinshati means 20. So for 25 years, kaila yati dharme. At the beginning of the 25th year, or in the course of the 25th year, that means after completing 24 years, he accepted the yati dharma. Yati means a sannyasi or a renunciant. He accepted the sannyas order from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So as I mentioned, Mahaprabhu's purpose of taking sannyas was to deliver those people who were not heeding his instructions or who did not understand his mood and his purpose for adventing, and for those who did not appreciate his advent in the form of a devotee. So it was for the sake of preaching Krishna consciousness to everybody that he took the order of sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So that topic is a topic in itself. So we will not dwell further on this because it needs a lecture in itself to justify the topic. And then in 35, Sanyasa Kuriya Prabhu Koila Akarshana Jateko Palana Chila Tarkikadi Gana. Sanyasa Kuriya, after accepting sannyas, Prabhu Koila Akarshana, then the Lord attracted. Whom did he attract? Jateka, all, whoever, Palana Chila, whoever had fled, who had escaped that mercy net, Tarkik Adi Gana. Tarkika means the false logicians, Adis, etc. So all those who had escaped his mercy, in order to deliver them and attract them, Mahaprabhu took the sannyas order. Poduya Pashandi Karmi Nindakadi Jata Tara Ashi Prabhu Paya Haya Avanata. Poduya means the students. Pashandi means the non-devotees. Prabhupada translates here as material adjusters. Karmi means fruitive actors, those who simply want to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Nindaka, one who likes to blaspheme the devotees and the Lord and the process of devotional service. Adi means etc. Tara Ashi Prabhu Paya Hoy Avanata. So all of these, they came to surrender Avanata. They came to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord after he took sannyas. Then text 37. Aparada kramailar dubila prema jale keba odaibe prabhura prema maha jale. So aparada kramaila. Aparad means offenses. Kramaila means he forgave. So when all these logicians and karmis and blasphemers and all of these people came and surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he forgave all their offenses. Dubila prema jale. And thus they became immersed, dubila, in jala, in water of prema, prema jale. So in the water of Krishna prema, they became immersed. after Mahaprabhu excused their offenses, Keva Eraibe, Prabhur Prema Mahajale, who can escape the Mahajal of Mahaprabhu? What was this Mahajal? Maha means great, Jal means a net. So what was this Mahajal in which all these people were caught and from which no one could escape? Prema, Krishna Prema. Prema Mahajal. So none of these people could escape that Prema Mahajal. So Prabhupada's translation is, Lord Chaitanya excused them all and they merged into the ocean of devotional service. For no one can escape the unique loving network of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then next 38. Sabanistarite Prabhu Kripa Avatara. Sabanistarite Kore Chaturi Apara. Sabanistarite. Nistar means to deliver. So Sabanistarite, to deliver everyone. Prabhu Kripa Avatara. So the Lord, Prabhu, took the avatar out of His mercy. So the Lord's incarnation of as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only out of His mercy to deliver all the conditioned souls of this world. Sava nistarite, so for the sake of delivering everybody, kore chaturi apara. So apara means unlimited. Chaturi means, you know, cleverness, little cunningness or devices. But this cunningness is transcendental cunningness. It refers to certain devices that he employed to somehow or the other get these people to accept Krishna consciousness. It is always done out of love. The Lord's activities are always impelled by love and by mercy. So very cleverly, he devised many devices, many means by which he could bring these people to Krishna consciousness. And in the purports of these two verses, 37 and 38, there is one theme that Srila Prabhupada speaks of. And that theme is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an ideal acharya, and an acharya, amongst other things, he has to devise ways and means to give Krishna consciousness to the people of a certain place and time. So an acharya is one who is an ideal teacher, who knows the purposes of the revealed scriptures, who behaves exactly according to their injunctions, and teaches his students also to accept the same. So this is what an acharya means. And because the acharya is very much involved and very much keen to assist the Lord in the deliverance of the conditioned souls of the world, so he's always thinking about how he can accomplish this purpose. How can we give Krishna consciousness to everybody? And therefore, Srila Prabhupada cites this verse here, Tasmat kenapyupayena manah krishne niveshayet sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayor eva kinkaraha. So kena tasmat, therefore, kenapi upayena, somehow or the other, some upay, some way and means, manah krishne niveshayet. One should focus one's mind on Krishna, somehow or the other, by hook or by crook. Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayor eva kinkaraha. So this is a fundamental principle of all the Vedic scriptures. This is the essence of all the Vedic teachings. All the other rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedic scriptures are intended to fulfill this one purpose, which is that we can always think of Krishna. Manah Krishne Niveshayet, that our mind will become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, quote, An acharya should devise a means by which people may somehow or other come to Krishna consciousness. First, they should become Krishna conscious, and all the prescribed rules and regulations may later gradually be introduced. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we follow this policy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Unquote. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of how boys and girls mix freely in the Western countries, and this is part of their culture. So when he went to the Western countries, he had to make some adjustments in order that he could give Krishna consciousness to all these people and they would take it up in a serious way. And he says that even though he was a sannyasi, and it is not the business of a sannyasi to actually perform wedding ceremonies and perform those yajnas, he actually had to do it because there was no option. And it was necessary in that particular time and circumstance to do that. So sometimes an acharya has to do it. In the next purpose, in the next purport, Srila Prabhupada says, quote, "It is a concern of the acharya to show mercy to the fallen souls. In this connection, desha kala patra, the place, time and the object should be taken into consideration." Unquote. So this desha kala patra is very important for a preacher to consider. What is it that we speak? When do we speak? To whom are we speaking? In what place are we speaking? What are the circumstances in which we are speaking or chanting? So these are matters of mature judgment that an experienced preacher will have to take. Because the preacher sees in this particular situation what is the best thing to do to attract people to Krishna consciousness. And so long as these ways and means do not violate the fundamental teachings of Guru Sadhu Shastra, then one may adopt such means. But of course, one has to be careful that in the name of preaching, one does not violate the fundamental principles of the teachings of Guru Sadhu and Shastra. Nityananda Prabhu may do so many things, and he did it also. But we cannot imitate such great personalities. So one has to be very careful. So this point here has been made by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. Quote, "In this verse, the words soba nistarite kore chaturi apar indicate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver one and all. Therefore, it is a principle that a preacher must strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastras, yet at the same time devise a means by which the preaching work to reclaim the fallen may go on with full force." Unquote. So therefore, this is the duty of all of us, because all of us are spreading the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a lesser or greater degree. Even a small child can be a propagator of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, many of these people, who were tarkikas, that means false logicians, nindakas, blasphemers, pashandis, non-devotees, they all got caught in the net of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the net of Krishna Prem. And the final verse for today, text 39. Tabe nija bhakta kaila jatam lecha adi shabe iraila matra kashira maya vadi. Tabe nija bhakta kaila jatam lecha adi. So, after that, all those, mlechas refers to those who don't follow the Vedic principles. And so all these people, Nija Bhakta Kailo. So Mahaprabhu was able to make them all his devotees, even though they were, many of them were originally not followers of Vedic culture. Shabe Edaila Matra. So among all those who escaped, he caught all of these people. Matra, except only one category of people remained. They had somehow or the other evaded that Prema Mahajal, that big, huge net of Krishna Prema that was spread out by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what was this one category that evaded the net of Mahaprabhu? Matra Kashira Mayavadi. Kashi means Varanasi, Banaras. Mayavadi, the impersonalists. So Srila Prabhupada translates this verse as follows, quote, "All were converted into devotees of Lord Chaitanya, even the Mlechhas and Yavanas. Only the impersonalist followers of Shankaracharya evaded him," unquote. So, the basic Mayavad teachings, as I mentioned, are, I'll repeat that so that we have a structured understanding of what is a Mayavad philosophy. First, Mayavadis advocate that this material world is false and the absolute truth, Brahma, is real. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. So what we see in the world around us is false. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist. It is only because of Maya that we think that this world is existing. The only reality is the impersonal Brahman, spiritual light. So that's the first point. Second, they say that this Brahman is impersonal. It has no form, no personality, no attributes, no qualities. It is Nirakar Nirguna Brahma. Number two. Number three, they say that the absolute truth ultimately being impersonal, when that absolute truth incarnates on earth or in the material world anywhere, then those forms of that impersonal absolute truth take on material forms, forms that are made of Maya. Therefore, that's one of the reasons why they're called Mayavad. They're also called Mayavad because they say this material world is Maya. It's illusion, it doesn't exist. So another reason why they are called Mayavad is because they say the forms of the Lord when He descends into the world are also Maya. The next point made by the Mayavadis is that the individual living entity is also directly that Supreme Brahman. But it is only because he has come under the clutches of illusion of Maya that he imagines himself to be a distinct individual. But after liberation, he will merge into that impersonal Brahman and lose his individuality. And finally, the Mayavadis say that the goal of life is to merge into that impersonal Brahman by the process of Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, by the process of Neti Neti, by elimination process, by saying this is not the truth, that is not the truth, and come to that truth, and then by austerities, by word jugglery, by speculation, then they hope to transcend the material world and merge into that impersonal Brahman. So these are some of the basic tenets of the Mayavad philosophy. They are different from Brahmavadis, who, like the four Kumaras, who may have worshipped in the beginning the impersonal form of the Lord, but they were not averse to accepting or understanding that ultimately the Lord is a supreme transcendental person also. Anyway, So this is the Mayavadi definition or understanding. So the impersonalist followers of the Mayavad school of thought somehow had so far evaded the Prema Mahajal, the huge net of Krishna Prema of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two kinds of Mayavadis. Kashira Mayavadi, because the word Kashi is used here, Banaras, and the other is Saranatha, or Saranath as is known today, Mayavadis. The Saranatha Mayavadis are basically the Buddhists. The Buddhists also accept this material world as false, but they go one step ahead of the Mayavadis and they say that not only is the material world false, but there is no such thing as any spiritual reality. There is no such thing even as the impersonal Brahma. Everything is zero, therefore they are called Shunyavad. So they are also to some degree in the category of Mayavad, Mayavadi. So there is a Kashira Mayavadi, who are the followers of Shankaracharya, and there are the Saranath Mayavadis, who are the Buddhists. So, both of them, of course we won't go into detail in that, but neither of them accept the principles of devotional service. So, here, Prabhupada is explaining. I will read that purport. Quote, theorizing as if devotional service was subject to their mental speculation, both kinds of Mayavadi impersonalists conclude that the subject matter of Bhakti Yoga is a creation of Maya, and that Krishna, devotional service, and the devotee are also Maya. Therefore, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayavadi Krishne Aparadhi, all the Mayavadis are offenders to Lord Krishna. CC Madhya 17.129. It is not possible for them to understand the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, we do not value their philosophical conclusions. So, these are the two types of Mayavadis, Prabhupada says. So, in the verse, Kaviraj Goswami says that even though many, many other people who were non-devotees have been brought into the fold of Krishna consciousness, the Mayavadis, and specifically the Mayavadis of Varanasi, had evaded that. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was contemplating on the ways and means to bring these Mayavadis also within the fold of Krishna consciousness. And as we go along, as you will continue your study of the following verses, you will actually see what Mahaprabhu did, what happened in Varanasi. A brief outline is given here in the Adi Leela, and the details are given also in the Madhya Leela. So we stop here. Are there any questions or comments?
Thank you, Maharaj. This is a wonderful nectar from your lotus mouth. The legacy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the reasons for his taking renunciation. Maharaj, there is one question which repeatedly comes up. As Maharaj, you said, the reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mainly to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And as you quoted few different cases like Kutatarkis and Pashandis and blasphemers and fallen students, and mainly you said Aparadha Kshamayile. So Maharaj, when we understand that the qualification to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya Prabhu is to be most unqualified. So only person who is most unqualified can easily get mercy of Lord Chaitanya Prabhu. Purpose of appeals. Maharaj, how can we understand that when Lord Chaitanya Prabhu has forgiven so many different kinds of people, like those who done offences, and but how can we understand Maharaj Chota Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas, when he has not practically done an offence, though we know that, you know, as a sannyasi, they have to maintain their certain rules and regulations. But how can we understand, Maharaj, that when Lord has forgiven so many others, and for him, Chota Haridas, when he committed suicide, also Lord said good thing happened. Is that, Maharaj, somebody in Kali Yuga doing such offences or such aparadhas, that is only way, Maharaj, that to end up committing suicide? Is that the message what the Lord is giving us?
Well, Srila Prabhupada has explained that ultimately devotional service is the best way forward. That was an extreme case which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought forward to drive home a point. Okay, but that is not the recommended process. Srila Prabhupada wanted the devotees to continue on in devotional service whilst following all the principles and rules and regulations. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Any other questions?
There are a couple of questions in the chat box. Sachiprana Chaitanya Prabhu, would like to ask Maharaj directly.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanat Pranams. Maharaj, you mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given mercy to everyone except for the Mayavadi sannyasis. But in Kashi, Prakashananda Swami's Leela, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets through Tapan Mishra and then try to deliver all the Mayavadi sannyasis, who was heading the Mayavadis at that time. So is it not like they have submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or was it just like a meeting and where they could not get delivered? I could not understand this, Maharaj. Or are you referring to any other Mayavadi sannyasis who are not part of the Prakashananda Swami Saraswati group?
See, Kaviraj Goswami is describing the historical development of the preaching movement of Mahaprabhu, the chronological movement. How he started off in Navadvip, in Mayapur, then eventually went, you know, had to take sannyas. Many, many others came in the fold, but only the Mayavadis got left behind. And now he's going to talk about how he delivered the Mayavadis. That's going to come in the verses, in the next few verses. Okay? So he's going to talk about how he delivered the Mayavadis, because they were the only ones left out. And then when he went to Varanasi, then he delivered them also. All right?
Sankarshan Chaitanya Prabhu?
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, you referred that the four categories of the people who were trying to evade the Krishna conscious movement. Now these four, five categories are same which are referred in the Bhagavad Gita 7.15. And
no.
If yes, then...
No, they are not the same.
Okay.
They are not the same.
Fine. Then the Prem Mahajhar which you explained is a synonymous of... causeless mercy, or that is much deeper, refers to much deeper aspects than causeless mercy?
It is causeless mercy. The Prem Mahajal is the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Sripada Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, can you please explain the difference between the Brahmavadis, Maharaj? What is Brahmavadis and what is Mayavadis, Maharaj?
Brahmavadis are those who may also be inclined to worship the impersonal form of the Lord, but they are not envious of the Lord. And they may or may not, they may not deny that the Lord has a form, that Lord is a person. It is just that they are attracted to worshipping the impersonal aspect of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Father.
We have Pundarik Maharaj and Prabhu, who is an instrumental for us to get your mercy, Maharaj. Pundarik Maharaj and Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I have a question. Maharaj, you mentioned that the Panja Tattva given the mercy of Lord irrespective of whomever, like for whatever category they belong. But preaching down to the line or teaching from Panja Tattva, we are categorizing the people. Like we should not preach to the non-believers who should become an offense. So, how to understand this? Because here, of course, Panchatattva is transcendental, but we are not into that level. But so far, giving Krishna Prema to the people, so does we consider this or categorize, or we have to go on preaching there strongly?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna. And even though Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, surrender unto me, is very strict, but Mahaprabhu is very lenient, very liberal. So he gives mercy to everybody. So as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we go and give Krishna consciousness to everybody. But the point is that our primary means of distributing the mercy of the Lord is to chant the holy names and distribute Krishna prasadam. So this is the way we will go and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. And then for those who are interested, who can understand, who have the capacity to understand, then we tell them some philosophy, and then we speak messages of Bhagavad Gita, etc. The basic things, body and soul, and we start with that.
Prabhu, you have to unmute. I'm trying to unmute, but Paresh Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu, please catch it here. You are unmuted.
Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaj, I have two questions. One question is, in the first sloka which we discussed today, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions about the two kinds of sannyasi. One is Dhiras and second is Narottama. So, could you please elaborate this? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted which kind of part of the sannyas? That and second thing is
first canto.
As a preacher,
yes.
as a preacher, when we conduct different kind of programs like Bhakti Vruksha and Bhagavad Gita study class, lot of different kind of people join into the preaching movement on YouTube. So in that, this kind of category of people are also there. So, what are the tips we should keep it in mind to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
For preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, essentially The important thing is to follow the principles of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, not to do things independently or outside of that. We cannot concoct our own means to distribute Krishna consciousness if it is outside the boundaries of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Within those boundaries, we have flexibility about how to arrange things in such a way as to give Krishna consciousness to others. So we have to use our judgment, we have to use our intelligence. There is need for us to be sincere, enthusiastic, well organized, and we also have to be very kind to everybody. In that way, then we can be successful. So, to answer your other question, here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text 26, Translation. He is called undisturbed who goes to an unknown remote place and, freed from obligations, quits his material body when it has become useless. Okay? So such a person is called a dhira. Dhira means one who is not disturbed even when there is sufficient provocation. Alright, so this is the first category. And the second category is the Narottama, who is mentioned in text 27. I will quote, he is certainly a first class man who awakens and understands either by himself or from others the falsity and misery of this material world, and thus leaves home and depends fully on the personality of Godhead residing within his heart. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, there are three classes of transcendentalists, namely, number one, the dhira, or the one who is not disturbed by being away from family association. Two, one in the renounced order of life, a sannyasi, by frustrated sentiment. And three, a sincere devotee of the Lord who awakens God consciousness by hearing and chanting and leaves home depending completely on the personality of Godhead who resides in the heart. Okay? So the Narottama, Nara Uttama, Uttama means the best, Nara means human. So Narottama is the best of human beings, the first class human being. So that is the difference between the Dhira and the Narottama.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, like you said that do not violate the fundamental principles of teachings of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Why anyone want to do, and you also said that Nityananda Prabhu did, but we should not imitate. Would you kindly enlighten?
Well, Nityananda Prabhu, first of all, we must remember, is Lord Balaram. He is not an ordinary preacher or a devotee. Number two, he is the fountainhead of all spiritual power. And he may do so many things to preach, to spread Krishna consciousness. He may do so many things in his own life, which we as devotees may not be permitted to do. Nityananda Prabhu was an avadhuta. That is how he presented himself in the world when he appeared here. An avadhuta is one who sometimes does not follow the social conventions. He would behave in ways that were considered objectionable or odd by society. So it is not good for us to do the same. Nityananda Prabhu can do it because he is supreme, he is supremely independent, he is supremely powerful. But we as ordinary human beings are subject to the norms imposed by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
Thank you, Maharaj. It's very clear. Peer Krishna Prabhu from Krishna Katha Desh.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. My obligations to you.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, my question may be not related to today's class. Is Samananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya? Some say they are incarnations of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and Aditya Acharya. Can you please say something about this, Maharaj?
Not incarnations, they all have their place in Krishna Leela. And they are empowered by Mahaprabhu, naturally. So in that sense, if you consider them incarnations, it is one thing, in the form of being infused with the energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. But not in terms of tattva, like Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya.
Can we understand?
All great devotees can be considered like that.
Anshu Vivek Prabhu from Madhya
Pradesh. Hare Prabhu. Manod Pranav. Prabhu.
Not Prabhu.
Maharaj. Please accept my sincere obeisances. Maharaj, my question is a bit... Maharaj, if we want to be a little lenient towards the four principles for someone that we want to bring in Krishna consciousness, but our main goal is to, you know, bring him or her to Krishna consciousness. But the thing is, amongst the four principles, if we can be a little lenient, is it possible, Maharaj? Because for many people, it's not possible to change all of a sudden. But if we really want as devotees for them to change, because they are very near and dear ones to us. So
I
is
had,
that possible, Maharaj, anyways?
I had read that exactly, the answer to your question. I had read that portion of the purport. Yes, I will read it again. This is part of the purport of text 37, which I read in the course of the lecture. Quote, first, they should become Krishna conscious, and all the prescribed rules and regulations may later gradually be introduced. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we follow this policy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay?
Please, Maharaj, for new devotees, we don't insist on the rules and regulations in the initial period of time, and slowly we need to introduce
it. Yes, yes. And it depends on the person, you know. So there are some people who may very willingly and happily be convinced and follow all the rules. But there are some people who may not. So we have to be sensitive to that. And it's not that we turn away the person only because of that. We somehow or the other, yena kena prakaryana manaha krishna niveshayet, somehow or the other we have to get that person to fix his or her mind on Krishna. And gradually everything will come. it is not that we should sanction or justify their eating of meat or whatever else that they may be doing. But it is just that if they are not willing to listen, we cannot push them beyond a certain point, otherwise they will go away. So we can try to somehow or the other increase their faith in Krishna consciousness step by step so that they themselves will be inspired to give up that meat eating.
Thank you, Mataji. Param Purusha Prabhu from Krishna Tadesh.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances on your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is that in our state, Karnataka state, there is particular community which worship Lord Shiva. Or this is, some says they are Mayavadis. They worship the Ishtalinga. Are they Mayavadis or they, what to say? Some says they are Mayavadis. What is your opinion about them?
See,
specifically the Lingayat community, they worship Shiva.
See, I do not want to speak about specific communities. I only want to say that we are in the movement where we want to spread love of Godhead to Krishna. Just give Krishna consciousness to whoever is willing to be receptive. Okay? So just do that, regardless of whatever their background may be. Just deal with them nicely, tell them the philosophy of Krishna consciousness if they are willing to listen, give them Krishna prasadam, let them hear the holy names, and in this way gradually bring them to Krishna consciousness.
Are they Mayavadis or are they not Mayavadis, Maharaj?
I have spoken in the lecture what is the meaning of a Mayavadi. But it's not that we want to go around just labeling communities like that, okay? So you will not create friends here. If you are living in this state, you want to speak in a certain way, you have to be a little respectful for everybody and not just go and say, well, these people are Mayavadi, these people are that. For philosophical understanding, you should be clear what is Mayavadi, what is not. For others, sufficient that we just go and give them Krishna consciousness. Okay? Once you understand the principles, what is the proper philosophy of Krishna consciousness, what is a Mayavadi, then when you understand what so many other people believe in, automatically the understanding becomes clear. But we don't go and condemn them and demonize them and call them names, that will not be good. Just go out, whatever, don't worry about the communities. Whatever the community may be, whatever anything may be, just be nice, be good to them, just be gentlemen, just make friends with them, give them Krishna consciousness. All right?
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, actually we have a couple of more devotees waiting, but I understand you have some other appointment. Shall we stop here, Maharaj?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I have another class later in the day also. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thanks for your message. It was, we are all excited to have you with us. It is an amazing experience for us to hear directly from you. It is your causeless mercy, I can say, Maharaj, that you agreed to grace us with your lotus instructions. So thank you very much, Maharaj, once again. So please pray and bless our members that they continue to attend regularly and grow Krishna consciousness further and preach to all the conditions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to serve all of you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guru.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.